Venimir Хлебников. Хлебников believed that poetry and science are inseparable and tried to seek the ultimate truth, the common beginning in the universe. It seemed to him that this discovery will change the life. Хлебников suggested labor calculating in terms of heartbeats and finishing the wars of the great powers by the first flight to the moon. In one of his reports he proclaimed the principle, the world is a poem. The world must be understood as a poetic unity, which is a poem, where each line is an element of the world. Хлебников began to write the poetry and the prose at the university. The nature of the young poet was strange. He could eat nothing for days, didn't pay attention to his appearance, was quiet and shy. In the epitaph, written to himself in 1904, he wrote, he found the true classification of sciences, he linked time with space, he created the geometry of numbers. The poet thought that he managed to calculate the regularity of the birth of fighters and thinkers, writers, spiritual leaders of nations of many directions. His passion was an idea of creating a radically new poetic language. His poetry strikes by the numerous of archaisms and neologisms. He was the first who declared that the main source and the material of the poetry is a language. In search of new means of the poetic expressiveness, Хлебников studied the ancient Slavic language carefully, and even was impressed by the cult of the pagan Slavic world with its severe gods and powerful people. He contrasted this world with the Christian civilization, which in his opinion weakened Russia. His interest in Slavic culture brought Хлебников together with Vyacheslav Ivanov, a poet symbolist. He met the best poets of the time, Andrei Bely, Mikhail Kuzmin, Osip Mandelstam, and others. In 1910s, Хлебников became one of the leaders of the poetic movement Cubofuturism. The main task of the movement was to create a new language, new poetry and painting. We can consider Хлебников as the brain of this trend. A half of Scandal collection, Slap in the Face of Public Taste, 1912, was filled with his works. He even invented a special version of the world, Futurist, Budit Lenin, which combines future and earthling. Хлебников, like many poets of that time, believed that revolution had the universal meaning. After February 1917, he wrote the appeal of President of the Globe, which denied the borders dividing the nations and states and proclaimed the common future of humanity. But nevertheless, Хлебников believed in the scientific reconstruction of the world, in the omnipotence of human reason.